This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. No Greek Freak for the Timberwolves or for anyone as the NBA trade deadline passed without the Bucks trading their superstar yesterday. The Wolves did add depth, though. They traded with the Bulls and got guard Ayo Dosunmu. Minnesota parts with Rob Dillingham, Leonard Miller, and 4 second-round picks. The Wolves will host New Orleans tonight. Big night last night for the Gopher women's team. They upset 10th-ranked Iowa in Iowa City, 91-85. They hit 10 of 14 three-pointers. Mara Braun had 4 for 4 from distance.
I just try to be aggressive early on and kind of assert myself because I knew it would help my teammates as well, just everyone get open. And any point someone was taking over in this game, and it was just such a good team effort. And I think, like I said earlier, we were just having so much fun out there and just, yeah, riding together.
The Gophers are at Rutgers on Sunday. Gophers softball opens the season today. They're in a tournament in San Diego. Head coach Piper Ritter says they can eventually make some noise in the Big Ten chase this season.
You want to be playing your best softball when it matters the most, which is later on in the Big Ten, going into postseason. And so we got a young team, so we've got a lot of learning curves that happen. But if they keep their fight and get a little gritty, I don't see why we can't.
Team USA Women's Hockey opened their preliminary round of the Winter Olympics yesterday in Italy. They dominated Czechia 5-1. Former Gopher and Plymouth native Kelly Panik had an assist in the victory. Minneapolis native Larry Fitzgerald and former Vikings running back Roger Craig were chosen for election into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Former Saints quarterback Drew Brees also amongst the class. Former Vikings center Garrett Bradbury will be starting for the New England Patriots in Sunday's Super Bowl in Santa Clara. He says the season's been amazing. He also says he enjoyed his seasons in Minnesota.
We had some great teams and we had some great locker rooms. Lifelong friends that I've gained. I love my time living there. I think that sticks out, but certainly just the friendships and the relationships that we developed over the years.
Super Bowl Sunday kicks off at 5:30. This is MNN Sports.